For WKU Public Radio, I'm Barbara Deeb. Several lawmakers from the Ohio Valley region have joined a bipartisan push to fund carbon capture and storage. The technology strips CO2 from power plant emissions, but it's expensive. Glynis Board from the Ohio Valley Resource reports the mounting urgency to address climate change has skeptics taking a fresh look.
For decades, researchers in the Ohio Valley and around the world have been focused on how to burn coal in more environmentally friendly ways. The pursuit for clean coal has yielded some innovations, especially regarding capturing carbon emissions. But implementation is still a complex, expensive venture.
The amount we capture today is about 40 million tons. Just to put that in perspective, we produce 40 billion tons. So we are capturing 0.1% of all emissions that we put out in the air.
Akshat Rathi is a chemical engineer turned journalist based in London. His interest and skepticism about carbon sequestration as a solution to global carbon emission woes led him to travel around the world over the course of a year to research the topic.
Yes, we have solar, we have wind, which are zero emissions technologies. They provide some energy, but the world requires so much energy, and the amount of energy we will consume will keep increasing. As the population keeps growing till about 2050, we will be burning fossil fuels.
International goals set in the Paris Climate Agreement require reducing carbon emissions globally to zero by 2050.
The zero doesn't mean we don't burn fossil fuels at all. It means we burn fossil fuels with carbon capture, or there are technologies that could pull carbon dioxide from the air, and so you have negative emissions technologies.
The U.S. Department of Energy's National Energy Technology Laboratories in Morgantown, West Virginia, has been researching various aspects of carbon capture technology for decades. And West Virginia University's Director of Energy and Sustainable Development, James Van Nostrand, says even with the decline in coal and shift toward cheaper natural gas, carbon capture technologies will be critical going forward.
So we're going to be burning natural gas for a long time. The same principles of carbon capture and sequestration for coal plants can apply and will need to apply to gas plants.
But the record for successfully deployed carbon capture technology is spotty. The U.S. flagship project Southern Company in Mississippi, a power plant that set out to turn coal into gas and then capture carbon emissions, was largely unsuccessful. Meanwhile, another project supported by NETL, a small coal-fired power plant in Texas called Petronova, is successfully capturing 90% of carbon emissions. But it's a tiny power plant. Akshat Rathi says it would take huge subsidies from governments around the globe to incentivize industry to scale up implementation.
You know, on a typical power plant right now, you are spending about 10 to 20% of the energy that you produce to do the capturing. That may seem a lot, but that's where our value system comes in place. That's where our policies come in place. We will need to keep doing more on renewables. We will need to keep doing more on energy efficiency. And we will need to learn to consume less. Carbon capture is just one part, but a key part of the solution.
Rathi estimates scaling up existing technologies to capture emissions necessary to meet goals of the international community will require about $500 billion annually, or about 1% of global GDP. He says all that's really required to make large-scale carbon capture a reality is public and political will. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Glynis Board.
The Ohio Valley Resource is made possible with support from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and WKU Public Radio.